Yeah.
Sorry about this, but just wanted to adjust my mic. Good morning, and welcome to episode 22 of season 2 of Coffee with a Side of Artie. As you could probably tell, I'm Artie. And, it's been a while. Yeah, I'm sorry. The last episode that I did was, June 2nd, I think? And now we're on June 8th. Yeah, it's been a while. But, you know, that's how it goes. I hope everybody, I hope all my listeners have been doing well, wherever you're at. If you follow me on Instagram, let me know where you're at. I'd love to know where you're at. I'd like to know where I'm being listened to from, if I'm being listened to from anywhere. But, episode 22, here we go. Most recently, we got lucky. Anybody who had HBO Max got lucky. And when I say lucky, so today we're going to talk about a TV show. And yes, I know that with TV shows, with movies, with music, with stuff like that comes the people who like it and the people who don't like it, the people who have watched it, the people who have never seen it, the people who have given it a chance, and the people who have given it a chance but then kind of just like hated it. That's how this stuff works. You know, you start something new and it just goes from there. It tumbles down, either in a good way or in a bad way, and that's just how it goes. With the show that we're going to talk about today, I stumbled upon it. Well, it's been in my life. I sounded like I used an accent there. I'm not 100% sure. This show has been in my life for numerous years, since early 2000s, since the 90s, to be honest. I don't remember when my parents actually started watching it. I don't remember when they stopped watching it. I do remember, however, though, that I started rewatching, and I say that with quotations because, like I said, I used to watch episodes back when I was a little bit younger, but I actually rewatched it and paid attention to it and dove into it the way I dive into TV shows and movies in 2014, 2015, when I was at U of H. Today we're going to be talking about the show Friends. You know, I'll be there for you, 'cause you're there for me too. Yeah. That's how it goes. The show aired from 1994 to 2004. It made 10 whole seasons. And it's a really, in my opinion, it's a good show. It's in my top 10. You know, obviously, if you've heard any of my previous episodes, you know that I have numerous top 10s, top 20s, top 5s, top 3s, whatever. But this show is in my top 10 because it's a show that I can watch whenever. And it's a show that I can watch with whoever. And I'm more than certain that I'll get laugh, or that it'll bring laughter into it. It's that cool of a show, if I'm being 100% honest. So it started off in the 90s, and growing up with it, you know, you see the growing of these characters, of these six characters, because that's what the show revolves around, is these six characters. And, you know, you're basically watching them grow up, and that's what makes it really, really amazing. The reason why I wanted to talk about it, though, is because when was it? May 28th? 27th. Yikes. Sorry, I'm looking for some. Okay, so. Oh, man. Okay, come on. Okay, now I gotta go through my text messages to see when I sent it. Two people. In the last few weeks of May, let me see, when was it? Oh, come on, I had it. I want to say it's in the 20s. I know that for sure. Now I got to go through Instagram to kind of find it. Give me one more second. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. On the 26th of May. I don't know why I could not remember that date, but on the 26th of May, the friends had a special reunion on HBO Max. They all got together after so many years. It's a lot of years. Holy cow. 10, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 17 years since being on air. Granted, that doesn't mean that they haven't seen each other. It's just that they haven't been together on, like, TV since 2004, since the show Friends ended. Oh man, sorry, I was rubbing my eyes, but they had recently gotten together for a Friends reunion. You had the six main people: Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer. They all got together and reunited for this hour and a half epic. When I say epic, well, no, I'm gonna go with it. Epic reunion that just was really cool. James Corden was the moderator, and then you had so many amazing guest stars. You had people from the show kind of come back, like actors and actresses who played characters in the show, they came back. You had special guest stars talk about it, and then you had the writers and producers talk about it. And during the special, like I said, you had the characters come back, they sat down, they talked. You had them do table readings, which was really cool to see. They talked about bloopers, they talked about behind the scenes kind of stuff, and then it just shows you, like, how close this show brought these people. It also showed you, you know, why the creators created it, what made them think about it, and stuff like that. And it was really cool. And then it showed, you know, how much the cast still remembered about their days, their glory days as friends. My parents watched it together. My sister and I watched it. I watched it with my older sister. And this show has just meant a lot to my family. And it's crazy, you know, thinking about it. And when I say it means a lot, like, one, it kind of just brings, like I said, it brings the family together. You know, sometimes we'll just watch it when we have nothing to agree on. Sometimes we're watching it just to reminisce because of how funny the show is, how relatable it is. This show talks about six friends who live in New York between their early 20s and their late 30s, and it just shows them growing up. The way the creators talked about it is that it's the time in your 20s when you're kind of living on your own and your friends kind of become like your close family. And that's what happens in the show, is you see these friends just, they're in each other's lives so often that they just become like family, you know. And that's, I feel like that is something that happens in friendships, is that you have these friends that you see almost every day that just become family, and then you have the friends that you see every once in a while but they're still family, and then you kind of grow apart but then you come back together, and that's just how it is. And it's not just the show, it's the cast. You know, the cast talks about how, you know, every once in a while one of them will shoot a text to the other or to another, and then all six of them will get together and they'll have a conversation. Or one of them will host a dinner, and then they just talk about how if they're at a party together and then but they didn't know that the other was going, they see each other and they kind of go to each other, and that's just how it is. It's that group of friends, and it's a really good show. And it's started a whole lot of traditions in my family. When I say my family, I mean my household. like something that we do or that I try to do is every Thanksgiving, well, first off, when you watch TV shows, you end up seeing that they have something that's kind of a continuation in each season. You know, it's either they showcase Christmas, they showcase Thanksgiving, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Easter, all that kind of stuff. And with Friends, they did Thanksgiving. Sometimes they had Halloween episodes, but not as much. They had Christmas episodes, but not as much. It was like Thanksgiving was like their go-to season or their go-to holiday for the show. So what I've started doing, and I've seen it on social media, is every Thanksgiving I will go through each season, each of the 10, sorry, it's 10 seasons, each of the 10 seasons, and I will put on all the Thanksgiving episodes one after the other, and we'll just watch them all. And you know, again, you're watching the characters grow, and you're watching the shenanigans that they're going through on Thanksgiving while cooking Thanksgiving, while decorating for Thanksgiving at my house. That's what we're doing. We're watching Friends while we take care of Thanksgiving, and it's really nice to see. Give me 1 second, let me take a sip. Not only is it nice to see, but you start, what's the word? Because we've seen this show so much, we just start quoting it as it's playing. And there are times when, or during Thanksgiving, when you're letting things cook. So as that's happening, you get family members to sit with you and you're watching the show, and it's awesome. You know, and then we start talking about the show itself. We start talking about favorite episodes. We start talking about what it was like in the 90s, what it was like in the early 2000s. And that's something that's cool about this show, is like you do see the transition. You see the evolution of, well, the biggest one is technology. You see the evolution of technology. You see the evolution of wardrobes, you know, how people started dressing and how it evolved, so to speak. You see the evolution in a lot of things, in what's popular, well, I can't say social media, because social media didn't exist back then, but it kind of stuff like that. You know, you see them looking through magazines, looking at fashion, looking through magazines to look at technology, looking at magazines to look through the news, TV shows, stuff like that. And it's always just been, it's been a blast to watch. And then, like I said, watching it with my parents, you see them laugh and you see them talk about how they remember certain things from back then. And that's a blast to see. And then you see them, oh man, what is the word? I feel like I just said it too. Not reminisce. You see them, coexist? No, God bless. What is the word? My goodness. It's, you see them, I cannot think of the word. But it's basically like you're seeing something happen and you kind of think like, oh man, I used to do that. Or I cannot think of, it's bugging me that I can't think of this word. But seeing my parents, seeing aunts and uncles and friends and other family members, you know, go or look at the show and be like, oh man, I remember when I used to do that, or I used to do that, or I used to do that. And, you know, seeing my siblings and I say the same thing, like, oh man, like I do that now, or I do that now. That's something that's always been funny, in my opinion, seeing my family members say that. It's just, this show is just really good. And this reunion special was really nice to see. I know my dad likes it a lot. My mom liked it a lot. They had some really good special guest stars. You know, I know Lady Gaga came out in it, which was really cool. But I don't know. It's just, it shows the ups and downs of growing up. There are times when you have the downs, but you always end up rising up, and that's what's always been really cool about this show. And then it shows people just growing up. Another thing to, I guess, include is that they are growing up in New York, and that is, from what I've seen, from what I've read, from what I've heard, that's always been pretty tough, because New York is busy. New York is kind of expensive, from what I'm understanding. And here I am in Texas, so I don't know specifically what it's like, but that's what it, you know, like I said, you see that. Other cool things about the show is that you have so many amazing guest stars that would come on. Like, one of my favorite ones to look at was the episode with Brad Pitt. At the time, him and Jennifer Aniston were dating, and he showed up for a Thanksgiving episode, which was awesome, and the character that he played was really funny. It was really awesome. You had him, you had Reese Witherspoon come in, Christina Applegate, you had Robin Williams at one point with Billy Crystal. You know, there's just so many guest stars that you had on this show. It was awesome. And then you had the six main characters, and I think we're going to take a deep dive into them the way I did in my Parks and Rec episode that I did a couple of episodes ago. You have the six main characters. You have the three gentlemen and three ladies. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes people will say that the seventh main character is the city itself. And I guess, somehow agree with that, because it showed that, like I said, it just shows these six people growing up in the city of New York, while New York is adjusting to new technology, new... just growing up in the time frame and getting with the program of what's coming, the new things that are happening, new technology was like the biggest one. Fashion is another pretty big one, but it's stuff like that. So let's take a little bit of a deep dive into each one of them. I'm gonna start with the ladies. One of the first ones that's introduced is Monica. She and the character Ross, who is one of the three main guys, are brother and sister. And it's mostly seen from hers and her friend Rachel's, who's another main character, apartment. They have a pretty big apartment. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. They have a nice view from it. And it, like I said, it's where most of the... it's where most of the show takes place. It takes place in their apartment, and their apartment, it grows. But as far as Monica goes, you know, it shows her. She plays a chef. She's very orderly, I think would be the right way to say it, to the point where, like, she makes sure everything happens on time. She makes sure everything is clean. There's a place for everything. And that's what she shows you, is that that's something that you should take into consideration, is that there's a place for everything, and everything should go in its place. There's a time and place for everything. They kind of go together, but there's that. Especially in that line of work of being a chef, you know, you have to have a place for everything. You have to have everything done on a specific time. And it just shows, excuse me, that she does take care of that. It also shows, she's also kind of like the den mother of the group, like I said, because everybody... it just always comes to her for food. They come to her for anything, because her apartment, and I think it was her aunt's apartment that she took over, basically. But everybody goes to her apartment when they need something, when they need just some time from work, or, you know, they want to relax, or they want to just talk and chill. And of course, like I said, they want to eat, because that's what she does. And that's one of the biggest things about her character, is that she was like the mother when these six people couldn't see their family, and she admired that, and she liked that, and that's something to take into, not that I don't want to say into consideration, but that's something to take, like, or that's something to look at, you know, when you look at your friends. Like, which one of your friends is the one that you feel takes care of everybody else while also having a good time? Because that's what she did. She enjoyed taking care of them, but she also had a good time with it. And that's something that I found nice. You know, looking at my household, you know, I see that a lot with my mom, with my grandmother, with my tías. At Easter, you know, just taking care of each other is just always nice. So that's what I took from her character, from Monica, and that was played by Courtney Cox. Let's go into her friend Rachel. Rachel's played by Jennifer Aniston, and she kind of plays, she was, in the beginning of the show, she shows up in a wedding dress, she runs away from her wedding, she was kind of a daddy's girl, and she shows us that sometimes you have to grow up. She's shown by the rest of the six that, you know, you got to get your own job so you can pay for your own stuff. And the satisfaction that you get from that is just really nice. She also shows that sometimes you can get what you want by working for it. She starts off as a waitress at a coffee shop that they all go to. It's another hangout spot of theirs other than their apartment. She shares the apartment with Monica for a good while. I want to say for like 6 seasons, maybe. I might be longer, I'm not 100% sure, but again, she shows you that as you're growing up, you know, she was a daddy's girl in the beginning, and she talks about how she just shows that, you know, she would take his money and she would do whatever she wants with it. But then, after not wanting to marry this guy that her dad kind of wanted her to marry, she also starts realizing that you can do things on your own. And that's something that's a big thing that I personally enjoyed, watching her character grew. You know, like I said, she ended up becoming a big fashion person. I don't want to say designer, but she did something big into fashion, started working for, was it Tommy Hilfiger? No, Ralph Lauren. Started working for Ralph Lauren, and then, you know, she became really successful, and it was really, really cool. She became really successful, and again, it just shows that, like, when you work hard for something, and it's something that you really want to do, the satisfaction of it is just amazing. Excuse me. Good Lord. Need to take another sip of coffee. So yeah, that's Rachel. The next one is Phoebe, and that's played by Lisa Kudrow. And her character was kind of, I don't even know how to say it. I don't want to say wacky because that sounds ugly, I guess. But she kind of was. She was. You know, there are times when, like, each other character would look at her with, like, a puzzled look because of something she said or something she did. But the great thing about her is that she didn't care. You know, there's the famous song Smelly Cat. She used to live on the streets for a little bit. She was a masseuse. And it just showed that you don't need to care what people think. You know, and her friends accepted her for it, and it was really nice. You know, she did things like going to see psychics she talked about like how she would talk about like past lives and stuff like that. Like she believed in that kind of stuff, and there's a lot of people who don't, and some of her friends, you know, some of the other friends were like, what are you talking about? But she didn't care. She's like, I'm gonna do me, and if you don't like that, then bye. But if you're okay with me doing me, then, you know, stick around. And that's what was cool about her. And watching her grow was really nice because there are some things that she took into consideration. Not consideration, why do I keep saying that? There are some things that she did where, you know, she kind of blew off, like, you know, like she would, where it's like, I don't care what people think. And then there are times when she would kind of have to be shown that you kind of have to do, or not so much you kind of have to care about what people think, but sometimes it can hurt you. And there's one specific scene where she is dating a guy played by Paul Rudd, again, another amazing guest star, and they're dating, and she talks about how she changed her name to, what was it, something Banana Hammock. I don't remember the first name, but it was something Banana Hammock, and Paul Rudd was like, no, I don't really like that. And she was like, well, I did it, so deal with it. And he's like, all right, then I'm going to change my name to, I think it was it Crap Face? I'm not 100% sure. I think it was Crap Face, or it was Poop Face, or something like that. And so she would introduce herself as like, oh, hey, I'm Miss Banana Hammock. And then he's like, all right, introduce me. And then she'd kind of be like, oh, like, I don't want to introduce you because you changed your name to this. And, you know, but she, I don't know. It was just, I don't know how to explain. I'm trying to figure out how I'm explaining it. But her character showed that, like, sometimes you just don't really need to care what people think about what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you believe in. You know, you just accept who you are and you'll be happy. And that's what she did, you know. And it was always nice to see, you know, especially with some of the things that she did, some of the things that that she would say. It was always awesome. And she would always kind of bicker with one of the other characters, Ross, because Ross was very studently, no, teacher oriented, I guess, because he wanted to make sure that she understood science and stuff like that. But she's like, I don't care, like, about that kind of stuff, like, I'm sorry. And, you know, he was like, you know what, all right, I accept it, you do you, I'll do me. And again, that's something that you learn from watching the show. Now let's talk about the guys. We'll start with Ross. Ross was, like I said, Monica's brother. He was a little bit older than her. He was kind of the star child from their household. But he went to school, he worked hard, and he became, I cannot think of the name. Oh my gosh. He became like a, don't make fun, please, but he became a scientist that dealt with dinosaurs in prehistoric times. Paleontologist? Yes. He became that, and his character showed that, well, I don't know how to explain it, because in the show, him and Rachel end up dating, and then they break up, and then they're kind of like an off-and-on couple throughout this series, and I don't know, I feel like his character showed how to grow with that kind of stuff, because he took things sometimes too seriously, and he learned to just kind of chill out every once in a while. But he also knew how to be orderly like his sister. He just didn't take it, you know, as hardcore as she would, but he just showed that, like, going to school is worth it, and sometimes being the friendly guy has its benefits, because when it came to dating Rachel, at first they were just good friends. I mean, that's the name of the show, but then they started dating, and he showed that being the nice guy isn't as bad as, like, social media today says it is, and I thought that was cool. He was also, what was also cool about, oh, I forgot, he was played by David Schwimmer. What was also cool about it, though, is that he also directed a couple of episodes himself. I don't know, he was also always there. I mean, everybody was always there for each other, but he was always there for his friends, and no, I think the big thing with him is that he showed that when bad things happen, you know, it's okay, because you have your friends to take care of you, watch out for you until you land on your feet again. He had a lot of bad things happen to him throughout this series, and again, he had his friends there to help him and back him up, and and stuff like that. And I thought that was awesome. Then there's Joey, played by Matt LeBlanc, who plays an actor from in New York, stage acting and TV acting, and excuse me, I burped, sorry. But his character, was one of my favorites, to be honest. He showed that because I did acting in high school, he just showed that acting isn't easy. You know, sometimes it takes a lot of work. Sometimes, you know, you get a job and you're doing great and it's fantastic, and then sometimes you can mess that up. You know, he also taught us how to, now I don't want to say think for ourselves, but he taught us how to think about things, I don't want to say without a care in the world, but like, to just not be too hard on ourselves. You know, he, like I said, he was an actor, and there were times when things wouldn't go his way. There were times when things would go his way amazingly. And, you know, again, he always had his friends there to back him up. And then when he had the money, he would help back up his friends. You know, but he was also always one of the friends, one of the cast members who was always there for each one, like no matter what. You know, he showed that you could be a tough guy, but also still care about your friends emotionally. At least that's what I took away from his character. He cared about each friend emotionally in different ways, and it showed throughout the season, or throughout the series, and I like that a lot. Because, like I said, he was a tough guy. He was the brother to, like, I think 7 sisters, and maybe 9. I'm not sure which one it is, but he was taught by the other friends that he has to take other people's feelings into consideration, and then he did that without talking about it, because he didn't want to talk about it, because he wanted to be the manly man. And I like that about his character. And I'm not gonna lie, this next guy is my favorite character, because in my opinion, I thought he was the funniest. You know, no offense to the rest of you guys. Joey, you were, Matt LeBlanc, I did think you were funny, if you guys ever listen to this, but whatever. The next character, Chandler, was played by Matthew Perry. He was so sarcastic throughout the show, and he, in my opinion, he showed that if you can laugh at yourself, you will do great. Nobody understood what he did as a job. He was pretty successful. Dating-wise, he sometimes wasn't until the end of, near like, till like the last three or four seasons, then he became successful relationship-wise. But there's that. Friendship-wise, he was always successful. But his biggest thing was like, you know, whenever something wouldn't go his way, he would make a sarcastic comment about it and kind of just shrug it off. You know, his childhood wasn't that great. He was best friends with Ross. They went to college together. That's how they met. He met Joey by trying to find a new roommate. And then Joey and him, their apartment was across the hall from Monica's and Rachel's. You know, and like I said, Matthew Perry was a really, I liked him as an actor. I thought he was funny. And from what I saw in the reunion specials, that he would kind of be told just to say whatever he wanted because he was that funny. That he would ad-lib. And that means that, like, he didn't have to, or they didn't have to write down the jokes for him. He would just come up with it on the spot. And yeah, he's just, the thing that I learned from him is that sometimes you just gotta make fun of your own life, and you just find how funny it is, because things aren't gonna go the way you want them to, but who cares, you know? You have the people around you who care about you, and they will always care about you, and they'll be there for you, so just kind of shrug it off and laugh it off and let's move on. And that's one of the biggest things that I've taken from the show. And as a, yeah, that's that, that was, well, not from the show, but from his character in general. You know, because in the, like I said, things wouldn't sometimes go his way, but then things did go his way, and it was awesome. Yeah, this show was amazing. And, you know, and if you watch the Friends, I'm sorry for stuttering, but if you watch the Friends reunion on HBO Max, it shows that this show was watched all over the world. So many views. Everybody has a new, like, a favorite episode and stuff like that. Excuse me. And it just means a lot to a lot of people because, again, it's just, it's showing you what growing up was like in that time frame. And then, like I said in the beginning, it's these people, some of them are already successful, some of them aren't. And then it shows them at the end where the ones who weren't successful are successful, and the ones who were already successful feel better about what they're doing now because things kind of didn't go their way as the show progressed. And that's one of the things that I've always loved about the show. Yeah, the show is great and relatable. That's the word. Oh my goodness. It took me this long. Relatable. The thing that I like about this show is that you just find so many things relatable with all the characters. And even the side characters. You had Tom Selleck. You had Jon Favreau for a little bit. Paul Rudd. I'm trying to think of others. Anyway, either way, you just found a lot of things relatable. And that's always been, that's what I loved about the show. Or that's what I love about the show. And like I said, watching the show with my family, there are just times when you just see, or I see, you know, my parents nodding like, yeah, I remember that. Or yeah, those times and blah, blah, blah. And I see my sister, I'm sorry, my siblings like, oh man, like, tell me about it. And it's like, you know, it's funny because it's like, we're not at their age yet, but it just shows you growing up. And I found that amazing. So, you know, this is a recommendation. It's a good show. 10 seasons. Some of them kind of lag, I will say, but some of them are really good. 10 seasons, so many amazing guest stars, so many amazing cameos. But it's worth it. It's really good. So, recommendation from me, Artie. Coffee with the Side of Artie. And if you do watch it, you know, give me your favorite episodes. One of my, like I said, we watched the Thanksgiving episodes at my house. I don't know the name or the title of it. I'll look it up. My favorite episode is called The One with the Baby Shower. It aired in 2002, I want to say. It's the 20th episode of season 8, and it's called, so it's The One with the Baby Shower, and the reason why it's my favorite is because Joey is auditioning for a game show host for a show called Bamboozled, and I think that when him, Chandler, and Ross are playing it, it's really funny. Another favorite episode of mine, I want to say it's season 3, season 4, is when Joey and Chandler are playing against Monica and Rachel. They're playing like a who knows who better game, and that one just has, it's really funny to see all the truths come out. So, you know, check those two episodes out, you know, especially if you want like to see how funny the show is. But yeah, you know, check it out. Let me know what you think. Tell your friends who like Friends that I talked about it. And let them know that if they want to talk about it, I'm down. You know, I'll make another episode where I'm talking to another person about it. But yeah, check it out. Coffee with a Side of Artie, hashtag Coffee with a Side of Artie, Coffee with Artie on Twitter. And let's get a cup of coffee, you know, because that's what the Friends did in their show, is they drank coffee end this with a little cheers. And till next time. All right. Bye-bye.